Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit at the Trendseum. I am Jack. That is Miles. I believe that was from the beautiful brain of producer Brian.
Brain, Triple B. Brian,
as they call him, his MC name. MC Brian Beautiful Brain.
The Beautiful Brain.
I'm Jack. That's Miles. I already said that, didn't I?
Oh, no. All right. Call us Dr. Brian. What's trending?
We will be talking about my strange brain damage.
Super Soakers. What the heck's going on now? Super Soaker 100.
All right. Hashtag Racist Hunter is trending. Not Pennsylvania's number one export, racist people who are hunters, but, actually they're talking about Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Because, they found there's a Daily Mail article that says he's got some, tweets where he was using the N word with his lawyer, like a cool white guy who likes to just, you know, pretend like he's rapping his favorite song by himself, but over text.
Cool.
And yeah, I don't know. They said there's like this other meme that had like there's some Joe Biden Obama meme involving. He's like, yo, let me call you the N-word like one time. He's like, all right, Joe, one last time type of meme shit. And, you know, the right suddenly knows what racism is. He's outraged.
Well, I mean, they know that we can't deal with this because, I mean, we think that Joe Biden is the, you know, most progressive human being in the world. And so this just violates everything we know. We think of the Biden family as perfect.
100%. I mean, yeah. I remember when Joe Biden's perfect primary or his presidential run, all the way from trying to get the nomination, when he regaled us with such even-handed, nuanced stories of gangsters named Corn Pop, who had an old chain he would hit people with, and like, black people, put the radio on for your baby. Like, come on now. Yeah. I don't think any, I don't know. I look at this and I'm not surprised, because also I'm looking at a government in DC that no matter what part, what the party is, at least the established ones, they don't know what racism is either. because they ain't dealing with it.
Sorry, ever since you mentioned the corn pop story, I'm trying to remember. Did he say something about leaving razor blades in rain cans?
Yeah, like so rusty razor blades.
Yeah, that was so confusing. Anyways.
So Hunter Biden's canceled.
Not shocking. Oh,
good
no.
Luck. Good luck being president, Hunter Biden. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to think anymore yet. It's like, it's all clownery. Like, it's almost, I feel like, the people who are that have been in politics out. We've heard how Joe Biden spoke as a senator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We saw how he treated Anita Hill. You think that I'm now surprised that his son is saying this stuff? It's not to excuse it, but it's just like, it's just the selective outrage is just so transparent. And it's just, it's actually, it does a disservice. Like when we have real consequential types of systemic racism to deal with and people just want to get caught up on like, what the president's son is doing, and then they miss everything else, like, you know, police reform and shit that would actually affect people's lives day to day.
Right. Yeah. And he said that if Israel didn't exist, we'd have to invent it, which not related to American racism, but certainly related to a apartheid state in the Middle East. All right. I think you should leave as trending. That is the Tim Robinson. Yeah. Netflix comedy series that broke my brain.
We love it. We love that show around here.
Because I was on a plane with you and super producer Anna Hosnier watching it. I don't even think I was watching it for the first time.
No, you had like cached all the episodes on your phone because you're like, I got to watch something on this flight.
Yeah. And I was crying so hard that like tears were pouring, or I was laughing so hard tears were pouring down my face.
But if they didn't know you, someone might think you were like weeping over something you were seeing on your phone. Because you were just, you had that like convulsive laughter. Like,
and there was a stranger between Anna and I. I remember I was literally like using all of my energy to try and like stay quiet. And it just wasn't working. Just trying to control my laughter. I like laughing more than, I laugh hard. I go hard.
Laugh
when
hard,
it comes
cry
to
harder.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that show is coming out with the second season, as is The Other Two, which is another one of the great comedies of the past few years.
Yeah.
Both coming out with a season two in the not too distant future. So we have been blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Williams is trending because he. There's some like PSA or something by that put together just testimony from various Capitol Hill police about the insurrection on 1/6. And they tried to use airtime on Fox News to get it out in front of Fox News viewers. And Fox rejected that ad buy. So Brian Williams showed it on his program. Yeah, people are just into it. They're like, Brian Williams is a badass.
What did the ad say?
The ad's just basically showing the human toll. Like, it's these Capitol Police being like, that was the most brutal, like, hand-to-hand combat I've ever encountered. And, like, showing the people, like, dragging police like ragdolls through crowds and stuff, just kind of emphasizing that this is not like a small deal and that it's wild that we're not going to get any sort of inquiry into it, which of course is a point that would be, you know, Fox News viewers would be allergic to. So,
hey, yeah. I mean, you know, Fox though famously is behind the police, you know,
mm-hmm.
except in these instances,
except
it's not about
when
that
they're
at
being
all.
Beat up by racists.
Yep.
Almost like they're behind racism and not the police. Huh.
Oh, whoa. We don't zoom out so far, Jack.
Right.
You lose all the nuance.
A woman gave birth to 10 babies at the same time.
Damn time.
So she is trending. I was trying to come up with the right word. Is it deca-uplet? Deca.
Does our language even go that far? Like,
I don't
at
know.
That point, it's just
I think
called,
we
like,
might have to coin a new term.
Yeah, like it, even when they
were Decamom.
Like, yeah, the like Latin people were putting the like old classic language together. They're like, what do we do this up to? It's like, I don't know, penta, septuple? What about 10?
Right.
Like, kidding me? We don't have 10 babies. We don't need to fucking invent a word for that.
Right.
10 babies looks... That photo of her when she was pregnant is wild. She thought she was having 6 babies. And then she went in, and then they said she was having 8. And then she had fucking 10 children on top of already having like twins. So that's a, you know, that's a, what is it? Cheaper by the dozen right there.
Hey, am I right?
You know what I'm saying? It is decuplets.
That is, you bring up Cheaper by the Dozen because that is the movie that you were watching on that same flight and just crying, laughing.
Cracking up. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you got it.
Steve Martin is so funny.
No, I was watching Cheaper by the Dozen too. Just for the record.
Right. That is a good one.
Oh my God. Hilary Duff is killing it right now. And don't get me started on Piper Perabo. I'm serious.
And Fastly is trending because that is a server company that was down this morning and brought down the New York Times, brought down Google, brought down all sorts of
for real
big websites. When the East Coast woke up this morning, a bunch of the internet was down. Reddit was down. Wow. So Fastly, way to go.
And that was because of some ransomware shit?
I don't know if it was ransomware. I actually... Yeah, it went down this morning, so we still don't have the autopsy of what knocked half the internet down, but it's delicate. It's our whole infrastructure is, you know, you just like throw a bag of marbles on the ground in front of one part of the right. supply chain and shit goes wild.
And you're like, sorry, we didn't plan for this.
And finally, Chris Harrison he's gone from The Bachelor.
Oh my God!
And just all he has to show of it.
Yeah, what happened? So he got fired or he quit fired? He's leaving.
I mean, once it became clear that they didn't want to keep him after he went on a run just defending a racist on a TV show, being like, really?
May I?
Yeah, we're going to bring in actually super producer Anna Hosnier to explain. Take it away, Anna.
Hey, guys, I am reporting out from the scene. I am outside Chris Harrison's house. It does look like Chris Harrison was threatening to reveal all the deep, dark secrets of the Bachelor franchise.
Ooh,
yeah,
I didn't know that part.
Sorry, there's helicopters secrets? Out here. Yeah.
Helicopters that go.
Wow, guys, sorry, helicopters. It turns out that he was threatening Warner Bros. And so he was like, give me a ton of money and I'll keep my mouth shut. And so he was able to get an 8-figure deal to walk away and stay silent. All right, guys, reporting from the field. This is Anna Hosnier.
All right. That's you. Love to see it. Shout out to Chris Harrison doing the white man golden parachute on out, threatening blackmail to get your way. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What a fucking crock of shit everything is. Also, like, what fuck? I mean, I'm sure there are pretty, like, explicitly, like, fucked up things that happen, but you can just tell by the way the show moves that there's a lot going on there. I'm sure that they don't want people to know. But
what
damn, securing an 8-figure bag?
What do you think was they were concerned about getting out?
I think they just don't want people to know just how explicitly out of touch and racist the production staff behind it.
Right.
They're like, oh, you should see how they choose these people and the things I've heard them say. It wasn't just me being like, well, the antebellum period wasn't really that long ago. So, like, you know, it's okay if some people misunderstand what it meant or what that means.
Yeah. And just to remind people, the thing he said was that someone was like, you know, it's problematic that, was it The Bachelorette or a contestant on The Bachelor? It was a contestant on The Bachelor who was going to win. People were like, it's terrible that she went to plantation parties And he was like, really? But it was 2018. We didn't know. We didn't know back then.
We didn't know what it was. Again, I always say this. This was after Charlottesville, and we still didn't know what any of this meant. So,
yeah.
Goodbye. Hey, punk his ass if you see him, you know?
Yeah.
Ask him for some
milkshake. We need to start milkshaking rich people.
Yeah, look, rich people should not be able to show their faces in public. But they already go to like, they already hobnob at places most broke people or normal people can never access anyway. So, ugh, that's like a new prank show where it's like you infiltrate these like high society things. And you're like, hi, Jeff Bezos, I'm this magnate. And then you're like, punk, pants your ass in front of everybody.
Pants him.
Just pantsing him. You're like, yo, look at his Amazon underwear. Shit's weird.
That's assuming that he, you know, gets through July. We'll see.
We'll see if karma exists, y'all.
Yeah, I guess so. Live on TV.
One for the books.
All right. Those are just some of the things that are trending. Here on Tuesday, June 8th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.